Hi, this is Trisha Draper, and I was just coming to you. I'm usually here with Marcus, and we have the radio show, The Messengers Radio, .com is the website. I wanted to read you today some of what the Lord has told me. I've been writing in journals for a while, just talking to Him and having Him tell me things. So I just wanted to read you a couple of these. He's been laying on my heart some of the things that are happening and some of the things that are going to come. So I just want to read this. He said on June 22nd at 8:30 p.m., which was a Monday, he said, "The day is near. It is at hand. Things will begin to move quickly now. Time will speed up. You think you have a long time, but the day is at hand. When you start this ministry, things will take off quickly, for the end is near. It's like a vortex. Time will cease and things will occur. Be ready. Tell everyone to be ready. There is no stopping me. Don't look back. I have said that several times in my word. Forget what lies behind and only focus your attention on me. No one knows the day or the hour, but I am telling you it is at hand. It has started. Things are set in motion that cannot be stopped or slowed down. I am ready, but I am waiting only for my remnant. Tell these people. Tell them about me and how I love them. Tell them my plans. I have laid them all out there. I have given instruction, and though you may not grasp the details, you know the premise. You know the purpose. So talk. Bring in the remnant. I am bringing my people, the Israelites, I believe in this case, back home. My children are adhering to the call. Let him who has ears hear what the Lord is saying." He goes on and says, "Show people. Get these messages out. Tell my people. Wake up the ones who are asleep and introduce them all to the truth, old and new believers. Change their lives. You teach and I will show. Tell them to turn their hearts back to me. You don't need an old revival. You need a new reintroduction. Reintroduce at the same time as you're introducing. Be there. Just talk. Talk about me. I am coming and soon. I love you and I want you to be ready. People you know and love will not be ready. You will bring new people to me. Just open up and talk. Let me flow through you. You are not the one talking. I am. I am only if you take you out of the equation and let me work. But you have to go and do." That is something he says to me a lot. Go and do. "I love you, and so I want you to know the truth. Time is not on your side. Time is a luxury that my people have wasted. I gave more and more to them, and they have gulped it up until it was dry. They didn't savor it and spend it with me. They chewed it up and spit it out. They are thankless. I am tired of them. My people don't know me. They turn from me with disdain. They pretend they know me or need me, but they pretend they don't know me or need me. They throw peace and mercy in my face. They say they love me, but there is nothing in them but selfishness and hate. My own people turn against one another in judgment. I thought I made that clear in my word. No one but me can judge, and no one will. He who judges his neighbor condemns himself. I give and give, but they just take and discard. They laugh at me. They have no respect for me. But no one, no one knows me and my plans. I have told and shown in parts, but no one will expect what is coming. So don't get puffed up because I am telling you this." He's talking to me. "I love you, and that is the main point. But you will all have to answer to me on that day. No one will escape my judgment. You rest secure knowing that you are going to be with me, and you are, but you will still have to answer. so everyone has to answer. But there is good news. Not everyone has forgotten me. I know my people and they know me. I have relationships like ours with others. There are people from every walk of life that know me and worship me. I love my children, the saved and unsaved. You just need to tell as many people as you can that I love them and long for a relationship with them. Show them me. Tell them me. There is a remnant saved. My people will come to me from all nations. They will love me and I will be their God. I will not overlook anyone. I have come to take the sins of all people, and most of them need to accept that. Most of the people you know in and around this area, Wise County, Texas, are people who know me or know about me, but there is a great big world who needs to hear the truth. Tell them. I will bring the people. Just let me talk through you. And when he says talk through you and do these things to me, he is talking to everyone. Every one of us is a you in here. So open up and yield to me. Give me the floor. He goes on to say, this is a little more personal, but he says, I love you. I would not ask this of you if I did not know that you could do that. Forget who you are and remember who you are in me. Remember the qualities I have given you. Use them. You are not made just to be who you are right now. You are made for more. And I need you to keep watering and cultivating those seeds, the seeds that he's planted in all of us. Harvest will come sooner than you think. So he's just saying some of the things about the end times. This is really kind of heavy stuff, more than what we're used to. We're used to a little more lighthearted categories that we talk about. But this is the important things that he wants me to talk about right now. So that was on the 22nd. Yes, the 22nd.